Yeah, I think we have a quorum.
I think so, I think so.
Yes.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me? Hello, can people hear me? Good, okay. First of all, I'd like to begin by warmly welcoming everybody here to Birkbeck, and in particular to this session 10 of the 2019 SA Film Festival. And I'm sure you have all your brochures, and I see many familiar faces in the audience, so it's lovely to see audiences coming back. We're now entering into the last few days of the festival, but we still have some more delights to come. Tomorrow we have our celebration of Cine Nova and the work of feminist film collectives and the essayistic, and that is a day event from 10 o'clock till 5 here in the cinema. On Wednesday we have the Donald Foreman workshop centred around his essay film The Image You Missed, followed in the evening with a lecture and screening by Olayinka Igwe. And our concluding event is this Thursday with Black Pond, which is a screening and a performance by Jessica Sarah Rinland. But for today, we are delving into the TV archive, and this event is kind of offered as part of the 2019 TV Essay Sidebar. My name is Janet McCabe, and I'm one of the curating team of the Essay Film Festival, and I'm absolutely delighted to be introducing the second day of our two-day programme focused on the Austrian film director and historian Gunter Peter Strascheck. While we focused on his radical short films made between 1966 and 1970 on Saturday, today we're showing for the first time in the UK his remarkable five-part film history series, Film Emigration from Nazi Germany. All the more astonishing, I would add, as this work of experimental form and language was commissioned for television and originally broadcast on West German public television, WDR, in 1975. As I say, this is the first time that the Strascheck series has been shown in its entirety in the UK, and we're going to be screening it across the day. We have the first three parts here at Birkbeck. We'll conclude around about 5 o'clock, and then hopefully we'll all reconvene again at 7 o'clock at the Goethe Institute for the last two episodes. Before going any further, I'd like to offer a series of thanks. Firstly, to the Austrian Cultural Forum for sponsoring this event. Next, this screening has involved a collaboration between the SA Film Festival, between myself and Ricardo Matias Carbo, who has been doing sterling work as one of the kind of chief curators of the Schwab-Ruier retrospective, which is going on. It will go until June. It is absolutely astonishing, so please try and get along. And we've been working together with the absolutely wonderful, marvellous Maren Hoban from the Goethe Institute, who is the curator and the programmer there. And I think we'd like to thank Maren in particular, for without the collaboration of the Goethe Institute, this complete screening might not have been possible. I'd also like to extend grateful thanks to Professor Dr. Volker Pantenberg from the Free University in Berlin, as well as Dr. Julia Friedrich, who's a curator at the Ludwig Museum in Cologne. Both have been wise counsels and have offered invaluable support for the realisation of this event, and we will hear more from them as the day progresses. But before before the screening, I'd like to sort of say a few words about the curatorial thread, and to say that this sort of full screening is held within the context of exploring further the idea of the essayistic in television. One of the long-term projects inspired by the festival is to sort of explore the essayistic with its kind of unique positionality between documentary and experimental modes of filmmaking in relation to television. So this is our third year, and what has kind of emerged, I think, so far is a kind of relationship between this fusing of documentary within the experimental tradition with public service television and publicly funded channels. How the essayistic, or what Timothy Corrigan identifies as the kind of essay film as editorial, is kind of part then, or emerges as part of a kind of public service philosophy, in which ideals and ideas of public service television in terms of diversity in content, and its reach into society, its kind of making of public opinion, of public formations, and to inform its citizens, and to kind of address different communities and speak to the kind of state of the nation, is mediated through the sort of forms of production. Often then, the role of television in commissioning and producing these kinds of experimental documentary works has been overlooked. And it's this neglect that we kind of seek to challenge and to redress within this TV strand. So to speak very specifically about this curatorial thread, I'd like to introduce some of the ideas that will be kind of structuring our screening of film immigration. One of our key questions will be about what it is to kind of make a film history on film. And this project, which we'll hear more about across the day, was a part of a kind of ongoing research project for Straszek. In this way, it's kind of reminiscent of what Walter Benjamin said about the author as production. When Benjamin demanded that writers take up photography, but not simply to document the world. He calls on the activist intellectual to work on the means of production, which is to say the technologies of production, as a way of turning spectators into collaborators. In the revolutionary language then of a Marxist inflected activist, Straszek takes up that challenge in his assembly of fragments, often discarded or left over, in his collection of sounds and in images, in the very materiality of film as a form. The collecting and collection is kind of then central to the project. In many ways, Straszek's approach is very much at odds with television, and the project often sometimes defines its intervention by what it is not in relation to other television sort of documentaries and sort of forms of programming. But he does so in dialogue with the kind of methodologies of television practice and interviewing techniques. And Volker, no doubt, will say a little bit more about this in his contribution. Thirdly, what is it to kind of make a film history of a film using the audiovisual? And this will really be the focus of the response from Michael Temple later. And in so many ways, the Film Immigration Project is rooted in that kind of new German cinema project, with its preoccupations for hidden histories and lost histories, with stories of far away and dreams of home, the trauma of exile and the urgency of witness and testimony. And it's that sense of kind of movement, the historiographic movement of people in time and space, of Straszek in movement himself, and that relationship between sort of movement in speech, or in the words and sentences as acts of remembering, as Volker Yusvili reminds us in his article on this film. These are all kind of elements to this kind of thinking through television practice in the series. And then this finally leads to the question of language and expression. Television has traditionally, and certainly at this time, was very much of a talking medium, and a medium of kind of talking heads. So questions of kind of language, of expression, of exile, of speech and lapses in speaking, and are issues which lie at the heart of the series. And finally, this TV sidebar was launched 2 years ago with a sort of two-part session entitled Thinking Cinema on Television. And it centres on the work of the film unit at WDR Productions in the 1970s, and it was kind of curated by Volker. And at that, the aim of this session was really to sort of screen a selection of works commissioned by for the television series Telecritique. The series Telecritique aimed at formulating a critique of television, TV within television, and it started in 1973 with one of its first commissions, Harun Faruqi's The Trouble with Images, which was a kind of fierce and polemic dissection of the TV feature format. So the aim of kind of our event 2 years ago then was to kind of trace that sense of experimentation at the public service broadcaster, where filmmakers were kind of given a certain creative latitude to explore and kind of think through the medium of television and, well, and use television as a medium to kind of communicate kind of ideas. And in these experimental encounters between thought and image, the forms of film and television, and the use of the audiovisual as a process of materialistic thinking through, what the films kind of highlighted was the kind of dramatic way in which the essayistic in general reconfigures temporality as a form of public thinking, as a kind of materiality of public service television. And as a way, I think, to collect some of that thinking, Volker has put together an extremely kind of thoughtful and rich dossier which has appeared in Critical Studies of Television, which we're sort of launching today because it's literally hot off the press. And you can kind of access the dossier, which I've kind of created a link. So if you go to session 10, down the bottom of that page, there is a link to the dossier, and that's live for a month. So if you'd like to look at this dossier, read it, download it, you know, please do, but do it within a month. And then it won't be live anymore. Okay, so included then in this dossier is an essay by one of the commissioning editors in the film unit at WDR and the commissioner of the series that we're going to see today, Film Immigration, Werner Deutsch. And it was Werner who was responsible, as I say, for commissioning Film Immigration. And indeed 2 years ago at the Thinking Through Cinema Through Television, we were lucky enough to kind of host Werner in conversation with Volker. And as part of that discussion, he kind of spoke about the project. And at that time, and in our post-screening discussions with Werner, it was kind of decided that we wanted to kind of screen the series in its entirety. And it was agreed that he would make the return trip. And so, you know, once we had put this event together, you know, Werner was invited and agreed. But sadly, last December, he suddenly passed away. So not only is this event dedicated to him, but we felt compelled to sort of start with his words. So before the screening of episode one, Who Was Smart, Got Out Quick, I'm going to invite Maran to kind of speak a few of his words about this project.
Yes, it's very brief. So this is from a text written by Werner Deutsch. Strasek's astonishing knowledge about film immigration and his ideas about possible programs flowed into a four-part, here he writes four-part, I'm not quite sure, it probably was meant a four-part and then became five-part, I can't quite remember, flowed into a four-part production that came to be filmed in Europe and in the United States with post-production in Cologne, that's where the WDR is located. The WDR team for the film work in Europe instantly realized that Strasek wasn't a proper director. The shots were too long, the majority done too fully as totals, and worse still, not a single intercut, which is to say, an impossible basis for the editing. I just wanted to there's a lot more he writes about this, I think the whole text I think is outside available. Just one small bit at the end. Looking that, I'm amazed as how amicable things were between us during the production period. But Strasek trusted television so fundamentally that he even suspected that the self-evident gesture of screening the rough cut for the colleagues in the film department would lead to unwanted intrusion. But I guess he was lucky in that he had Bernard Dutch at commissioning editor, and so, you know, things stayed amicable. Okay, enjoy the day.
Just before you do that.